Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm still working out the new time schedules we're on.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I only play one song.
There it is. I went, wait a minute, what? Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
The one song.
Me too.
The one song.
Yeah,
I like the one song.
Awesome.
But nothing. Never mind.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so great. Thank
good.
You so much for asking. That's
good,
great.
Good, good, good.
Everything's fine here.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Huh. Happy hump day, everybody. Jumpstart MD is our sponsor this time around. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 in October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART. Or visit jumpstartmd.com. What's the thing you were talking about yesterday where 40% of people who have used Ozempic or one of the GLP-1 drugs, like 40% of them
have had raises
like career
or
advances
career advancement. Yeah.
Or was it that 40% of people have done it?
No, it was that these people who've enjoyed weight loss through the GLP-1s have also noticed improved other improvements in their life.
Mm.
And we were speculating that while part of that may be that people are prejudiced against someone who might be overweight, it also might be that people have improved confidence and improved interactions with other people.
Yeah.
Because it's changed their entire outlook of themselves.
Right.
And
it can be
life-changing,
this
stuff. And I can understand
that.
I mean, you know, as someone who's suffered from, and maybe Maddie can, you know, either amen or nah. But when you're someone who's suffering from extreme addiction, you also feel like a total loser.
Yeah.
And you get that behind you, and it's just simply joyful to be able to look someone in the eye and know that you didn't do something stupid today.
Right.
I went, you know, after I got out of rehab, I went back to school, got a master's degree. I ended up taking over the thing at iHeart and running that division. Like all these things that like were not on my radar because there's no way I would have been able to do them.
So I'm not saying that they're the same thing, but I do feel like once you get sort of an improved outlook on your own life, you put yourself in more places and find yourself having more success. And all of a sudden, big changes.
Right.
Positive changes.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, that was sort of just a jump off of the Jumpstart MD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying. It occurred to me because I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, that's actually.
Well,
because my snap judge was, that's like a bias. But somebody else.
I do think that's true. I think you're right. There is some bias. I'll also say that, and this, it's soul crushing. You can use cigarettes or any other problem you've got. It's soul crushing to start and fail things
yes.
over and over and over. And whether that's a diet or quitting smoking or quitting drinking or what, or breaking up with that negative, you know, SOB in your life, whatever thing that you've tried to do and can't seem to make happen, you draw more and more inward each time.
Right?
I failed again.
Yes.
So, you know, this thing's
you
giving them
that. You find something that you're not going to, you know, a way to not fail.
It's the leg up.
Yep.
It's the boost you need to help you get over the hump.
Okay, let's move on to, I just have a couple notes about the World Series. If you want to go to the World Series, it looks like you could pay about $14,000.
Are the Giants in it?
No, they're not. They're not in it.
Nah.
But if you wanted to go to the World Series, it's good to know that, you know, the average person can afford the tickets at $14,000 a pop, you know. But you can actually get them for less than that. But it's all resale stuff. So, I mean, I suppose.
That's the nature of anything now with tickets is that it's more than ever thanks to the internet and the giant after sale market.
I know. When you hear that you can get them for $14,000, it makes $700 a ticket seem way, I mean, it is way better, but it's still $700 for a ticket. They're calling the Dodgers Blue Jays matchup the Kendrick Lamar versus Drake World Series, since Kendrick is from LA and Drake's from Toronto.
It's likely to go that way as well.
Yeah.
The
Dodgers will win.
They are stacked. They are a stacked team.
Shohei Ohtani made a little. He is a pitcher and he's a star, and he was just named the MVP of the National League Championship Series, and rightfully so. Like when baseball news makes it to me, it's over the top. It's absolutely epic. On October 17th, in a single game, he hit 3 home runs, pitched 6 shutout innings. In the semifinals, and 10 strikeouts against the Brewers. And he did it on the 17th day of the month, and he's number 17. Hello, Taylor.
I don't know about all that, but I do know that in today's world, anything that happens is often overstated and becomes this big,
yes,
overblown,
iconic,
or right, the greatest thing I've ever seen. You don't watch much then, because there's history behind this sport that goes 100 years back.
Right.
But Shohei Ohtani is the real deal. He is doing things that have never been done. There's one guy they keep using the name to compare, and you know the name because he was it a candy bar? Whatever. Babe Ruth. That's the guy. The one guy who's pitched and hit at such a high level. And yet, if you go back and look at the numbers, Shohei Ohtani's better than Babe Ruth. Period.
Oh, yeah.
No one's pitched like this with that great,
right,
to that great effect, and also picked up a bat and clobbered home runs as well. No one's done this. So it's the one time
like in a playoff game, like this, it's so clutch. Like, just know we're going on, not you. I'm going to single-handedly win this game.
The people of today.
People of
finally today are watching the thing that is really beating the history behind it, and that's Shohei Ohtani. He's that great.
So he made a subtle change to his MVP trophy by peeling off the little plaque that had his name on there for MVP and saying, and he replaced it with a little plaque that says team effort.
And he's
very
humble.
This guy.
I know.
I hate him.
I hate this guy.
Somebody punch that guy.
He'd rather credit all of the Dodgers for his success rather than soak up the attention for himself. He didn't even bring the thing home. It's on display inside the Dodgers clubhouse.
Good for him.
With team effort on there.
What he's doing is truly historic. There's no question.
Game one is Friday. And I think it's 5:00 our time. And I have a link to the whole World Series schedule. If you're into that, I'm sure you're well aware and you've got your own schedule. You don't need it from me. This next story, just congratulations to the two teams that made it all the way. And I love that it's a Kendrick Lamar and Drake, which I don't want to hate the Blue Jays. I love Canada. I don't want to hate them because of Drake, but I do hate Drake. So go Dodgers, I guess. It's a weird thing to say.
You shouldn't say that in San Francisco.
I know.
I mean, I lived in L.A. and was an L.A. fan while I was down there. So but I don't say it. I don't wear any of my sweatshirts around here. No way. You just said it.
You just did.
Yeah.
You just said it.
Go A's.
Yeah. Edit. You know what? Edit all this out. We don't want this. We don't want anybody in San Francisco hearing us say this. And God forbid, do not say it in the hallways. Those guys down the hall, Jesus. You'll get stuck in a 20-minute
My uncle was the first groundskeeper in the history of baseball.
Five generations of San Franciscans is where that story starts.
Yes. Willie Mays used to high-five my old man.
Hmm. You know what's funny? We're not kidding.
We're not.
We've all been on the other end of that conversation. And that guy's great.
He is.
I agree. On the JoJo Show Show. This is just a very random story that I read this morning. And then I said, Maddie, give this a listen and tell me what you think. Like, what's good? And I know we've got some big Christmas fans on this show. And Vinny's hand is up. The late, great Diane Keaton. We just lost her. Was it not this past weekend, but the weekend before? She made her solo debut on a Billboard chart this week. I know.
What are you talking about, Willis?
She has a song called First Christmas that came out in 2024. And it came in at number 22 on the digital songs sales charts. Now, this is the time of the year, I guess. Maybe people are putting their Christmas playlists together, or maybe people were searching for Diane Keaton and these things were popping up. So she has a holiday single called First Christmas.
Okay.
After she died, one of the writers of the song said, "I'm heartbroken by Diane's passing. To have been trusted to help bring her lifelong dream of recording an original song and bringing it to life is something I'll carry with me forever." So apparently, I don't know if she wrote the song or just this an original, you know, nothing that anybody's heard before. But it says lifelong dream of recording an original song. Sounds like something she wrote. To me, just the way the guy said it. It is a very solemn song.
Oh, I got teary-eyed this morning.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And that's the only reason I'm even doing this story, because Maddie was just like, that song, it's rough. It's about feeling alone during Christmas time. It's like, because it's called First Christmas, somebody you love dies. You got to go through your first Christmas without
them. Or you get separated from them and you're celebrating Christmas by yourself for the first time in 20 years.
You know, a couple things have struck me as you've been talking about this. First of all, one of the cool things about having a film career, even more so than TV, is that there's a chance you could be in an all-time classic and live forever. Like, you have a true legacy that lives beyond
It's you. Truly iconic.
And I think that even a hit song might fade to some extent. A Christmas hit comes around it's funny that she's her lifelong dream of having a
Christmas original. I don't know if the dream was to have a Christmas song, but this is the one. And she just recorded it in 2024.
It's kind of interesting, but it is true. Like, we do. Burl Ives, I never met that guy. I never seen him, but he lives in my life forever.
Matt King Cole.
Yes, all these guys that have these things that come around every year. It's pretty cool.
Right. Mariah, years after Mariah passes into the ether, we'll still be knowing that all she wants for Christmas is you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mariah.
So, you know, you're not going to play it though, right?
We'll give you a little taste of it. Don't play it.
Time will heal what's broken, but were their hearts this frozen? On this winter night, I say a prayer for others just like me to carry on the love and still.
It's heavy.
It has an audience, though. My mom, I was just talking to Sandy this week, and she said, dad passed away 12 years ago. And I went, oh.
I can't believe it's been 12 years.
But she still feels that. So this there's no question my mom is not interested in some other dude. Period. She's going to ride out her grandkids and then, I believe in her mind, rejoin her husband wherever heaven lives.
Mm.
We all look up. I'm not sure that it's in the sky, though.
Probably, though. I mean, it's. I don't think it's in Middle Earth or anything. Not a hollow earth.
Wherever it lives. That song has an audience for sure.
First Christmas, it's called, and it's on the Billboard chart for digital, not just Christmas song digital downloads, but number 22 on the digital song sales chart, which I think is also kind of funny because this is actual people who paid 99 cents for a single. This isn't just people who are like, oh, I have Apple Music and I pay for that. So this is your mom who's like, I've got to have the Diane Keaton song. Diane previously did hit number one on the Billboard 200. In 1969, she was a member of the original Broadway cast recording of Hair.
Oh.
Hair, long, beautiful hair.
Is that Warren Beatty?
I don't know. Probably. I have no idea, actually, who was in the original cast of that.
Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't a move. That was a
musical.
This is a Broadway musical.
This is a play. Okay, that's not Warren Beatty.
Yeah. But I'm sure they made the movie Hair, right?
I think they did. I don't think he was in it, though. He was in Shampoo. That might be what you're thinking about.
Oh, my God. Was he really in Shampoo?
Yeah. That was like one of his big movies.
There's your tie. Just so you understand how my brain works.
Hair, Shampoo, of course. So apparently the Broadway cast recording of Hair is the last, in 1969, it was number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, and a Broadway cast album hasn't hit number one since, which is kind of surprising. Like The Rent, or even Jesus Christ Superstar. And
Rent was pretty huge.
Rent was huge. There were like hits on that, kind of. But anyway, so Diane Keaton, she's got a Christmas song that will make you cry. So if some people are looking for that, some people are like depressed at Christmas and just want to, you know, feel commiserated with. If you've lost someone and Diane Keaton brings a little tear of remembrance to your heart, maybe this is the song for you.
Do you remember the song Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.?
Yeah, I sure do. Oh.
I was reading about it. What do you say that for? Because it's so over the top.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like he's crying while he's singing it.
And he actually said, I was reading the story, and because they got a hit with that.
Yeah, oh, huge hit.
It was a huge hit. And he said, there's a part of me that loves cheesiness. That song, I wrote it and went, man, this is so cheesy, but I love that. There's something in this for me that I love. I'm recording it. We're doing it. And they have a huge hit with it.
Well, in the human experience, despite how happy everyone looks on Instagram, except for Britney Spears, who looks like something else completely, like into every life, a little rain must fall. And it's nice that art shows that. And that, you know, maybe someone's like, I'm going to go get the Everybody Hurts or the Diane Keaton song, whatever it is.
I am sure there are people maybe don't want to admit it, that have put on Everybody Hurts and just had a great cry and then moved on with their day.
Yep.
Like, this is what I needed.
Right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A warm drink is going to help you avoid the winter blues after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Black Phone.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford.
Such a good deal.
You want the extended range.
You do.
I really believe in electric cars. I think they work great. It's hard to get your head around the fact that there's no oil in there and you don't have to get oil. Like all the stuff, we're so used to what we've been driving all these years. And it's absolutely
life-changing.
It's so exciting in a lot of ways. There is like the only downside, if there's a downside, is that you're charging regularly to keep this thing up on the road, and it keeps you out of gas stations, but you've got to plug it in and you've got it. And so the extended range gives you that. I don't have to turn around, and if you've been driving all day, you got even more time to get out and get whatever you need. I love my Mach-E from Frontier Ford. I think you will too. They also have hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll.
Nice.
Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com. Tell them your mom sent you. Or me. Either one.
Tell them Vinny sent you.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but you know, I don't want to ask too much of you. All right, I do. Please tell him Alice sent you.
Tell him Benny sent you.
Whatever. Today's weather.
Yes.
Looks like we're going to have clouds today. And cooling, upper 60s is your high.
That's actually good news.
Yeah.
It's been quite warm.
Mm-hmm. It sure has.
Mm.
So. And this is the first story. A study found warm drinks might help you avoid the winter blues.
Oh.
A study at San Diego State University, which, you know,
doesn't really deal with the cold.
No, they don't. And they also, that is, if you've ever lived in San Diego, and I have for about 10 years, that's the party school. So you often go like, oh, San Diego State. I got
you. Wink, wink. Right. Did they have to like make a field trip to Minneapolis in order to get this study done? Like, how did they figure this out?
I don't know. I don't want to, you know, I honestly do believe the end result is to be true. A study at San Diego State found that as we move into winter, warm drinks might be better for your mental and physical health. Put it in a pumpkin.
Oh, now I'm jolly. I'm downright jolly.
You're just clicking your heels. I mean, come on.
Is that the jump inside?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing I thought of was there's no place like home.
You know what is together. True? The heel click is just no more.
Are you kidding me? I've recently done it, a heel click.
No, you have not.
Like, how
exciting. What?
You did it, but you don't do it. Like, there was a time.
I do it ironically.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to get my references up. Honestly, a warm drink and a pumpkin is like a million likes on Instagram.
Oh, God. Oh, I feel so warm and fuzzy. I feel so beloved.
It's like going viral.
Okay.
No, that's not good?
Yeah, no, it's all good. I don't know.
The party people
want,
right?
I kind of like a heel click.
Okay, well, either way, there's something for everybody here then.
A box of puppies.
Oh. What's better than a box of puppies?
Nothing.
Text us, 800-400-3697. What's better than a box of puppies?
You know what I say to my kids all the time? This is probably, I'm just training them for the, stranger danger. I tell them all the time, hey, kid, I got a puppy. You want to come meet it? No, thanks. They have to... answer correctly. Like, a box of puppies.
That's the way.
Hey, kid, I got a hurt puppy over here. You might be able to help me out. You want to come with me?
Oh, boy.
No, what? Thanks.
A hurt puppy? In that van? The windowless van? Where is it? In the way back?
It's not funny, but I am trying to train them.
That's
keep
good.
Them ready. Keep them alert. Keep them
It's hard
on their
though.
Toes.
Kids, candy, puppies. Really, that's it. That's the only thing that they respond to.
People who drank a lot of hot beverages in winter tended to have fewer issues with depression and insomnia. Oh. Hot foods like soup had the same effect.
Oh, my God. John is like all about, soon as the weather starts to turn, he is souping it up, which is so awesome. And soup lasts days. Like, you make a big pot of it and then you heat it up a couple days in a row. Some crusty bread.
I'm a fan of bowl food in general. Like, you talk about the chili he makes for the Super Bowl.
And for Halloween, he's making a big chili. So excited.
I will take sometimes on the weekend and put some brown rice, short grain brown rice, black beans, scrambled eggs, and an avocado. Mm. Put it in a bowl and just...
Let's add a little cheddar cheese to that,
and
too.
And I get a giant spoon, and that is the meal I want to eat.
So good.
So, soup, also on the list of warm stuff, is also linked to fewer digestive issues.
Oh. Because, like, an iced coffee will, shock your system too much?
They say it might be that your body has to work harder for cold stuff.
Mm.
It takes more energy.
I do
warm
have
it up
a warm
in your stomach.
Drink. It's funny because I'm not like a hot chocolate person or anything, but if you had a hot chocolate, I'm like, that was the first thing that I thought of when you said a warm drink. Like, oh, hot chocolate with like whipped cream on top. I was like, oh, that would be kind of lovely.
That's not something I ever think to have, but if I'm somewhere where that comes
it's offered
up,
to you.
Oh, that would be delightful.
Yeah. Oh, hot chocolate. Oh, a mint hot chocolate? Oh.
I'll try it. Anyway, your coffee in the morning through a pumpkin might just be what the doctor ordered as we go from summer to winter.
Still hung up on the hot drink and a
yeah,
and
I don't want it
pumpkin.
Either.
It
but
just
I
feels
mean,
like
maybe
it's going to cook
do.
The pumpkin. It's going to infuse the drink with this pumpkin-y flavor.
And Bob has that look on her face like, what do I have to do to you people to get you on board?
You didn't even try it though, did you?
No, she didn't.
Well,
at least I tried it.
You can't call yourself like open-minded anymore.
Oh, I've never really called myself that. I mean, I have my ideas.
She knows
about
what
stuff.
You should do.
I do.
The end.
What you should do is not hand me that pumpkin.
Yeah.
They're gone now. In the trash.
I know, but I want to say that I appreciate the effort that you and Susan put into procuring the pumpkins, cleaning the pumpkins, bringing the pumpkins in. Like, that was awesome.
But if you really appreciated it, you would have tried it.
And then she didn't lean on me, so I was like, well, if she gives me any crap about it, I'll
do
it.
Hold on. That info didn't trickle down to me. Are you telling me you and your husband carved those pumpkins out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They came from the carved pumpkin store?
Yeah. I thought she went to the coffee house where they're serving these drinks and pumpkins.
They just give me five of those pumpkins.
And just said, I'll take some of these
No, I made those for you.
Wow. Right.
And we both utterly rejected her.
I didn't mean to utterly reject her.
You didn't even look at the pumpkin.
You know, it's, well, it was sitting next to me, and then I could start to smell it. And I was like, I don't want it to be in here.
I am so sorry. I did not know that you put that much effort into that
segment. A for effort. A, plus, plus, plus for effort.
I appreciate the feeling of a job well done, whether or not you guys liked it. I had a great morning. Maddie liked it, too.
Did you, Maddie?
I got a little taste of pumpkin, but that was because I put the straw down too far.
Ah.
Like, if you get the straw right down at the bottom, a little piece can come up.
Sounds delicious.
It's not my... I think if I would have not just put a regular coffee in it, it would have been better. If it was like a spicy or a sweet something, it would have been fine.
If you had a pumpkin spice latte, the perfect vehicle for that would be a hand-carved pumpkin from Bob and Susan. Good job.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Can you find the button that plays the song that goes...
Oh, I have that.
Oh, yeah, you got that, the Peanuts. The Peanuts sadness song. Christmas time.
For single people.
Yes.
The holidays can be rough.
Oh, here we go.
I really need that button right here. Hold on. This is the pause.
It's definitely in our...
Some holidays more than others. This is the pause right now.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Hit me.
Didn't know we were doing it.
Okay, I'll start over. For single people, the holidays can be rough.
Yeah, it can be.
It's in...
Okay.
There it is.
No, oh, no, that's not it.
I'll take it.
We'll take it.
I'll take that.
All right, here we go.
For single people, the holidays can be rough. Some holidays more than others. In fact, there's one day that makes single people feel the most lonely.
This is the most lonely day for single people.
Do you know what it could be? Do you have a guess?
New Year's Eve.
No. I thought you would get the obvious guess, which is Valentine's Day.
Oh, I didn't know it was all the holidays.
Yeah,
I thought it was just this holiday season.
I did
think of Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is not it.
Oh.
And neither is Christmas.
Hold on, here's the...
Oh, good. There we go.
Well, this segment just bombed, but it's okay. I know.
You know,
I could have told you. I know. I thought there was a dedicated sad music button.
I thought we had a dedicated sad music.
I was fine with it.
I usually have it up.
That's okay. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be sorry.
Now I'm sad. I'm single.
Stand in the corner.
I'm sad because I'm single and Christmas is going to suck. And I'm sad.
According to a new survey from dating.com, more single people say that Halloween is one of the hardest days of the year than even Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Is it because
that was
a
big holiday for us, and we always did couples costumes. Oh. Every year we did a couples costume, and like this year for Halloween, I'm gonna go home, sit by myself, and
I told you you're invited to my
You're
house.
Never by yourself. You have a dog. Also, yeah, you got wonderful neighbors that love you. Why don't you invite them over?
I just can't.
Ah,
it's too and sad. Then, I'm too sad.
What did you do last Halloween? Were you with
I
her?
I went to Sarah's house.
Oh, okay.
Last
well, there
Halloween.
You go.
I told him he's invited, but he's like, I don't know. The drive sucks.
Well, I gotta, know, it's just teach in the city.
There it is. We just hit on that earlier today. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You have options, but you will find yourself going, ah.
It is it's a long drive.
I don't want to change out of my soft clothes and then have to get in the car and go somewhere.
Will you have trick or treaters at your house?
No.
No.
Last year I had it all ready to go. I didn't decorate or anything. I'm just not feeling. This is definitely.
Geez,
I'm feeling
this
survey.
He's living this survey. Yeah.
I'm living this survey.
You know, the other thing with Halloween for single people is if people are coming to your door, there's a couple standing a few feet away, and their adorable child all dressed up for Halloween. Like it's just a reminder of everything that you don't have.
Oh, great! Thanks.
80% of singles admit to feeling lonely on October 31st. And more than half say they've cried opening the door to trick-or-treaters.
You know, think of the children. don't do that. Blow your nose.
Candy!
Wipe your...
It's stained with my tears. That salty taste is tears, kids.
There are a couple explanations, they say. Halloween's built around groups. There's trick-or-treating kids. There's parties. There's couples' costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Families hanging out together. They also say, even for people who are low-key, a lot of us celebrate Halloween by watching scary movies or making festive food and treats. Both of those can be less fun by yourself. Either
At least
way.
You have a great costume this year, Maddie.
I do have a good costume
it's
for
such
here.
A good costume.
This will be my Halloween.
What are you going to...
They're
you wanna say?
Doing a couple's costume.
No.
We're doing a couple's costume.
Oh, you're even... The two people with partners are not going to... No one's going to include Maddie?
Nobody includes Maddie! Maddie's in the corner!
Bob and Vinny are doing a couple's costume.
Well, it's not a couple's costume. It's a...
It is a couple's
it's
costume.
It's a great
I just
costume.
Remembered what it is.
Are you going to be a horse and you're the head and you're the butt?
Why does she have to be the butt?
What could be the other way around?
You don't want me behind you. 77% of singles admit they've pretended to have plans on Halloween. 73% say social media makes it even worse. Everybody posting all the stuff all the time.
Yeah. This is
I'm acutely
this is very the survey is correct.
Sorry about it, everyone.
Christmas is rough, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Halloween.
But even with Christmas and Thanksgiving, like those usually involve like family and family gatherings. So if you, but Halloween, if you don't have someone, you're truly like you're not getting together with your mom on Halloween. I mean, maybe you are, but it does feel like at least there's some other people to sort of commiserate with on the other holidays.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Okay. I love those. You know that.
The word for fast. One piece of ravioli is raviolo.
Oh.
Gone with the Wind hit theaters on December 15th, 1939, exactly 4 months after The Wizard of Oz, which premiered on August 15th, 1939.
Wow, two epic movies.
Mm-hmm. Just months apart.
Yeah. I've seen Gone with the Wind, but whenever I hear Gone with the Wind, I always think of the Carol Burnett version.
I have never seen Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Well, if you've seen the Carol Burnett skit about it, you've basically seen it.
It happily sat next to Dirty Dancing for all these years, and then somebody pulled Dirty Dancing off the I'm never watching that shelf and put it in front of me.
Please don't do Gone with the Wind.
I don't want to watch that either.
Yeah,
so.
It's really long. It's very...
It's good, though.
Is it?
Judas Priest!
Yes.
Recorded the British Steel album at the home, at a home then owned by Ringo Starr. For the sound of marching feet in Metal Gods, they used a tray of cutlery from Ringo's kitchen.
Oh.
And for shattering glass effect and breaking the law, they smashed milk bottles that the milkman had brought to Ringo, but who wasn't there, and they...
Breaking
I don't know if they
the
drank
law,
them. In.
Breaking the law.
Fun. Stan Lee originally planned the Incredible Hulk to be gray, but because of issues with ink colors, he changed him to green, and history's been made.
I'm glad he's green.
I am too.
I like him green. I'm thinking gray, and it's just so depressing.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Maddie's on the show.
707. Maddie should dress as a wheel. You know, the third wheel. Sorry, Maddie. That's not funny.
Oh. Okay, on that note, forget about Baby Hitler. If you could go back in time, you might want to do something completely different, and someone actually did it.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.